very few of your clients just live by themselves and interact with no one else that's important in their lives. So we also have to take that consideration of if it's there's a spouse at home. If I have this meal plan, do they want to be part of this meal plan? If I'm raising kiddos and I'm also trying to create food for them, does this meal plan fit them? So again, it also supports that plug and play. If I understand that I want to have more protein with my meals and I want to have less fat and maybe a few less carbs, if I understand that about myself, I can look at what meal that we're eating or I'm making and just kind of adjust my portion or my parts to that and not have to feel like I have to do something completely separate.
Hi, I'm Scott Schutte.
And I'm Dr. Janine Steister.
Welcome to Becoming the Ultimate Coach with the Jock
and the Doc.
We are here to disrupt some of the current thinking around how the fitness industry approaches clients. Our goal is to educate and inspire fitness professionals to get the results, income, hours, and career that they want and deserve.
Our combined experience in education and psychology and fitness create a new insight on ways to become the ultimate coach.
Welcome to Becoming the Ultimate Coach. I'm the Jock. This is the Doc. And today we're going to talk about, should you give your clients meal plans? And our recommendation is no. In our last episode, we talked about just do nutrition and adding that as a service. And we weren't a big fan of just that because you need to get into these bigger lifestyle, these bigger habit changes, all these different pieces of their lives besides just specifically with the nutrition. The same thing goes with the meal plan. What we like to have clients do is we want to teach clients how to fish. We don't want to just give them a fish. And so the problem with giving someone a meal plan, there's several things with this, and this is why we don't recommend it, is you give someone a meal plan and all of a sudden they respond back, well, you know, you had blueberries for breakfast, I don't like blueberries. So then we're just changing out different things based on their preferences. Then, you know, the next week they're like, well, you know, you had this Applegate turkey bacon for breakfast, I ran out of that, I didn't know what to do for that. So it's just constant game of like, telling them exactly what to do, them having issues, them being dependent on you. One thing I want to do as a coach is I want these clients not to be dependent on me for the rest of their life. I want to teach them how to think about their habits, their behaviors, their nutrition, their movement, all these different things so that they can make these decisions on their own so that they can have long-term success. Yes, will a meal plan give someone success in the short term? Absolutely. Like you can write out the perfect calories and macros for that individual. They can lose during that time, but it's a lot like these other extreme diets that we see or these extreme approaches people take. It's good short term. It doesn't work out long term. So Janine, will you kind of get into why this isn't a great fit?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things there. I'll say three. One of them you touched upon is that teaching someone to fish. If I don't understand why the blueberries are there, what they're supporting, and or the Applegate turkey bacon or any of those kind of things, I can't effectively replace or make decisions on my own, or if I'm traveling or if I'm going elsewhere. So it's not a lifestyle. It's an in the moment. If I follow this to a T, I might have some success. But then it also is what contributes to, for many people, that feeling of a lack of success or poor motivation or things like that, because once they're done with it, they don't know what to do, and then they kind of, things creep back, and then they feel very unsuccessful. The other part of this is that we have to really think about personalities. Some people like structure, and they do really well if they plan their meals and plan, and they thrive on that. And if you have someone that does that, you can create a template for what to think about for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks, and then teach them how to plug and play and what to look for. They're literate. They can read nutritional labels, things like that. They can think about that. So for those people, they really may want one. But again, to your point, give it a plug and play so that they can create that plan, that structure. But a lot of personality types, especially even the ones that like planning, if the rest of their life isn't feeling very controlled at that moment, got little kids, run around everywhere, job is stressful or constantly evolving, especially lately, people's work has really shifted constantly for them. If you don't have a lot of saying what you're doing, then having someone tell you exactly what to eat also feels like you don't have any control. And so people really actually might get anxious with that, not feel real strong about that. And then other personalities, they just need choice. They just need that freedom to kind of have variety. the downside of that, and the other extreme to avoid, is sometimes we say, like, yeah, you do you, have some protein here, whatever, and we can have choice fatigue if there's too many options. So again, giving some plug and play for those that need structure, for those that like choice, giving 2 to 3 options feels better. But a very structured meal plan for all of those reasons and the ones that you mentioned can really start to create more problems than solve.
Another thing I like to dig into with clients too is just kind of seeing what they're already naturally doing. If someone's coming in for weight loss, I can make this work with a carnivore diet, with a vegan diet, with keto, with all these different things that people are doing or liking. And if it's something that they're already doing and they're naturally like a little bit higher fat diet, or they naturally like a little bit more carbohydrate diet, like, I can kind of have them kind of map out what they're already doing so I can see that and just make a little bit of tweaks to that. Because if it's such a big extreme from what they're usually doing and what they like, the likelihood of them sticking with that long term is very limited. And we really need to customize this for each person. So having just a blank template that I'm just adjusting by their sex and their weight and their body fat, stuff like that, and it's just calories and macros and just kind of plug and play and food right there, again, it might work short term, but it's not that good long term. But if I can kind of talk them through of like, okay, what did you have yesterday? Okay, I'd make a couple adjustments here. And we'll see as we talked about this in previous episodes of, like, you know, how we're tracking that and what their goals are, because those have to be very specific of making sure that their movement and nutrition match up with that. But, you know, when I talk with clients and they're already tracking through, because so many people come in and they're already doing my fitness pal and they're, say they're at the higher carb, like, we can make these things work. Like, we can jump up carbs or fats, proteins, 10-15%, as long as it, you know, ends up being even for the calories, because it is a mathematical equation. Like, we can make all these things work. And if they naturally do that better and they're not fighting for it, because what you don't want to do is set them up where they're constantly failing at it. Because if you're like, all right, I need you to get body weight and grams of protein, and it's a, you know, 150 pound woman, and she's currently doing 20, and you're like, I need 150, that's such a huge extreme. She is going to fail at that. And then she's like, well, I'm failing at that, so why should I do any of the rest of it, because I'm not doing a good job with that. So it's really important to kind of see where people are at, making adjustments from that. And what we both talked about is, like, this really kind of teaching them, having them understand, really kind of figure it out what's best for them.
And also, real quick, very few of your clients just live by themselves and interact with no one else that's important in their lives. So we also have to take that consideration of if there's a spouse at home, if I have this meal plan, do they want to be part of this meal plan? If I'm raising kiddos and I'm also trying to create food for them, does this meal plan fit them? So again, it also supports that plug and play. If I understand that I want to have more protein with my meals and I want to have less fat and maybe a few less carbs, if I understand that about myself, I can look at what meal that we're eating or I'm making and just kind of adjust my portion or my parts to that and not have to feel like I have to do something completely separate. So it's also important to kind of think about it in that regard too, because it might feel natural to them, like, okay, give me what to do, but then they take it home and it's really hard to execute within the context of friends and family and other responsibilities.
And we've had full episodes on this before of the minimum effective dose, and this is almost the exact opposite of that. So if someone's coming in, they're looking to lose weight, they're having a couple of drinks per night, and we can find a replacement for those drinks, like, we don't have to go specifically in the meal plan. Like, we'll look at it to make sure that they're not lacking in anything kind of overall structure-wise, but they might not even need to really address a big part of that if they can address the big caloric offenders. So they're not having to really kind of completely change up the way that they're living their lives, at least when it comes to food. They're getting the results that they want. They're still enjoying all these different things. And that's what's super important about this process. Like, we have to think about this as, like, what's going to work long term. Constantly checking in with clients of, like, okay, is this easy? Is this enjoyable? Because if someone comes in and they're like, you know, I'm so sick and tired of eating chicken, we need to find a different protein source. If someone's coming in and it's like, you know, I'm really struggling with getting, kind of food prepared on the weekend, maybe we need to help them find a meal service to go to. So there's a lot of different components to this. So just to recap, like, we are not a big fan of giving meal plans, but as Janine talked about earlier, you need to figure out personality types of whether they need a little bit more structure or if we just needed to adjust a little bit about what they're doing. So that's all we have for today. See you next time.